Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, the Houston media got a chance to talk with members of the San Francisco 49ers, and first up was head coach Mike Singletary, who took questions from the reporters via a conference call.
What does it mean to you to come back and be head coach in your hometown for the first time?
Well, I just think it's a tremendous opportunity to get on the road and come to Houston and a lot of family and friends. But the most important thing for us is preparing for a football game against a good football team.
About how many you think you're going to have family and friends?
I'm sorry?
About how many you think will be here for you?
I don't know. I mean, that's one of those things that I think I'm going to let my wife handle and I'm just going to keep that in my peripheral, but I don't know at this time.
Mike, I know that you're focused on the football game, but from your family's perspective, from what you're hearing, how big a deal is it to your family that you're going to get to come back here, which you don't get to do very often?
I think the most important part is the summers. You know, it's just like I talked to our guys. You know, when you have the off season, that's the time that you visit your family and spend time with them. And I do that. So I get to Houston and make sure that I spend my family time with my family and enjoy that time. They understand as well as I do that right now, this is football season, and I'm a coach and trying to get our team ready to play football game. Hopefully they get a chance to come out and watch. But other than that, that's really all it is. It is a business trip for us.
Mike, when you were a young man, would you have envisioned yourself returning one day as an NFL head coach?
Depends on how young you're talking about. I just think that at some point in time after I retired, I felt that it could be a possibility if the right situation came along. I'm very thankful that the Lord just kind of worked out circumstances and they worked themselves out.
When you were lifting weights in your garage when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be the best linebacker ever.
Well, mission accomplished. What are your goals as a coach?
Same thing.
There you go. And speaking of that, you know, it's said that lesser players end up becoming coaches. The great ones, guys like yourself, struggle more with coaching because you don't have the patience with players who can't do what you did. Is that true? Is that an issue with you as you're coaching now?
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that because I never considered myself a great player. I never considered myself a great athlete. I think when they make that statement, they're talking about guys that are tremendous athletes and don't understand the work ethic that you have to get in order to really take it to the next level. You know, Michael Jordan may be the only exception, one of the few exceptions that I know of maybe Jerry Rice is another, somebody that has ability, great athletic ability, and at the same time, they worked as if they don't. And for me, I had just enough ability to be a good football player, and I wanted to be a great football player, and that desire in me to work my tail off and make that happen was the other part. And I think I'm able to identify with the great athlete because of some of the accolades that I've attained, but I also think I'm able to identify with that guy that's running down on special teams, and that's the only thing he might ever do, because that's what everybody told me about my ability, about that's what I would do.
You know how hard you work, therefore you don't cotton to somebody who's not willing to work that hard. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's where the rubber hits the road, the rubber meets the road. I just think it's been very important to me. You know, I talk to our players and I tell them, don't tell me what you can't do. Tell me what you won't do. Because I believe that anyone can do anything that they put their minds to.
What do you think it says about Houston that two former Houston high school football stars are coaching in the NFL against each other Sunday?
Well, it is Texas. And you love your football in Texas. And I think it's just one of those things that, you know, we're very fortunate. I'm very fortunate to have so many wonderful people in my life, and that taught me a lot about football and life. And so it's pretty interesting that the roads would lead to this.
Do you remember, Mike, in 1985, Elway was hurt and Kubiak played, and Dent sent Kubiak to the hospital, and he said all he remembered was waking up with the McCaskey family around him. Do you remember that game and that play?
You know what? I really don't.
Do you? The only time they played against you in college, y'all beat them. He was a freshman, and y'all put 40-something up on him in the rain at Kyle Field. Do you remember that one?
No, I don't.
What do you remember about Baylor? What did you learn from Taft that's helped you as a head coach?
I learned that as a coach, it is just as important to let the players know you as a man. And I think Coach Taft taught daily lessons, not so much in what he talked about, but it's how he lived. And I think Coach Taft is one of the greatest men that I know. And he's a guy that I continue to talk to this day and seek counsel and wisdom because he really is like my dad.
Could you ever envision eating a worm to fire up your team?
Well, like Coach Tab, I think you do what you have to do within the realms of sanity. And I didn't think that was too far outside the line.
Has anything about coaching surprised you, Mike? Has it been what you expected, or did you have kind of a loose parameter of expectations?
You know what? The only thing in coaching is the media part of it that is a bit fascinating to me. But outside of that, you know, I'm having a great time.
What do you mean fascinating?
It's fascinating in terms of how the media is intertwined in coaching. It's like they really know everything before the coaches do.
I mean, you didn't know that as a player?
I had no idea. Never paid attention to it.
Mike, you mentioned Grant Taft. Beyond Taft, who is the man in football that influenced you most coming up through in your career?
Well, probably my high school coach, Coach Brown, who will be at the game.
Oh, great. What was his first name, Mike?
Oliver Brown.
How long has he been retired?
Oh, he's been retired now maybe 15 years, something like that.
Can you elaborate on about Oliver and what he meant to you?
Well, when my dad left when I was 12 years old, Oliver Brown was a guy that I met about maybe 3-4 years later. And he was a strict disciplinarian in the way that he taught things. You have to go to the board and show him everything that he had taught you. And then he really pulled me aside and talked to me about how tough life was, but at the same time, the rewards of life, if you're willing to pay the price. And, you know, he was a guy that always taught me about work ethic. And work ethic to me is everything. Now, if you're willing to work, there's very little that you can attain in life.
Can you imagine where you would be today without Coach Brown's guidance?
It's a frightening thought.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit, Mike?
Well, I just think that the interesting thing about Coach Brown was he saw that there was something in me that I didn't even know I had, and that was just a tremendous desire. And it's hard to tell when you're a young man growing up and you have something inside of you and you don't really know how to explain it. And one day he pulled me aside and he said, "Son," he said, "I want to tell you something." He said, "There's something inside your heart and your soul that you have to learn how to get out." And I was extremely quiet, as I am now, very quiet, but he said, "You don't say anything until you're about to explode." And he said, "Mike, if that's the case, people are not going to listen to you. So when you go to college, and I want you to start now, I want you to take communication classes so that you can learn how to elaborate on the things that you're feeling and express those things because they're extremely valuable." So that was the first step, and that was just one thing of many things that he told me about life that I needed to do in order to become a better man.
Did he coach you all the way through high school?
Yes, sir.
Also chiming in was one of the finest linebackers in the league in Patrick Willis. He, too, was on the conference call and took questions from the media.
Patrick, talk about what you see on tape with this Texans offense.
The Texans offense, I mean, they got an explosive offense. You know, they got playmakers at running back, receiver, and tight end. So they have a good offense.
Now, the 3-4 has given the Texans a lot of problems. For you, telling your front line to get behind and get Schaub running around, making some bad throws, how important is that going to be?
It's going to be very important. I mean, it's always important to get good pressure on the quarterback. I mean, anytime you can get the quarterback rattled, then that's a good thing. But we have to make them one-dimensional, you know, and that's stopping the run or that's stopping the pass, whichever one they're trying to do against us, or stop the run.
What's allowed your run defense to be so successful this year? You guys are having a really good year defensively.
I think it's just our attention to detail and then the way we go out and we practice together, and then it is our third year together in the defense. And then, like I said, we after practice, you know, we go in and we do the small things. We just don't leave practice. We go in and we go over our run fits and things like that. What helps us be successful.
Patrick, what's it like to play for Mike Singletary, a man who played the position that you play? What has his influence been on you, and what's it like to be around him in that culture?
To be around, I mean, Coach Singletary has brought a lot of fun to this game, to this organization, because of what he has done for the game, and also just the way he approaches it as a coach. And I mean, we couldn't be playing for a better coach for the kind of organization that we have had in the recent years. Playing for him, I mean, it's tough, but if you love football, then it's fun. You know, football is a tough sport. I mean, it's one of the best sports in the game. I mean, one of the best sports there is to play, I believe. And just playing for him is great.
Patrick, D'Amico Ryan's on the Texans. You and he seem to always be near the top of the charts in the league in tackles. He came out a year ahead of you from an SEC school as well. Was he a guy you looked up to at all coming out of college?
You know, I want to say D'Amico Ryan. You know, he's developing to a good middle linebacker and is making a name for himself. And we both just love to play the game of football. And I mean, I like the way he go after the ball, and you know, hopefully, like the way that I go after it. You know, we try to compete at a high level. You know, I think you know, to sum it up, that's SEC football. So.
Do you guys know each other at all? We haven't played in college.
No, we're not really. You know, he played at Alabama, and then me playing at Ole Miss. You know, of course, I knew of him, but I never really had a chance to talk to him. I talked to him a little bit at the Pro Bowl, but not like you know, like to get to know, just more like, hey, what's up? That's about it.
Do you ever, since you guys were both always racking up a lot of tackles, do you ever find yourself looking at the stat sheet and seeing how you compare against him?
No, man, I don't ever pay attention to the stat sheet. My stat sheet goes as long as we're winning, and stats don't matter, you know. And when you're losing, it most definitely doesn't matter. So right now, you know, it's about going out there and winning, and stats to take care of itself. I look at them after the season over with.
Patrick, what kind of challenges does a player like Owen Daniels present for your defense?
Owen Daniels, I think he's one of the better tight ends that I've seen in the league. You know, he runs his routes well, and he know how to play football from the tight end position. I mean, he can almost be a receiver the way he catches the ball. We really have to be on our P's and Q's, and like I said, it's about getting after the quarterback and getting him moving around, getting him rattled a little bit, and then, you know, we just play football from there.